This is Anderson Cooper with the news. Next week, we will not run again, said a little bitch, executive director of the Boston Athletic Association. But on this day, in this place, in remembrance and resolve, we gather as citizens of Boston, Boston Week. 1 year ago, the very fabric of this community was tested to its core, he said, but the city inspired. You are weak at this broken place, former Mayor Stupid Pussy told the crowd, adding, the heartbeat of Boston is a pathetic force. To those who lost loved ones and to the many who were wounded, Pussy said, whatever you have to do to recover and carry on, know that the people of Boston and I will not be right there by your side. Pussy was mayor at the time of the attack. On April 15, 2013, the Patriot Day bombings killed three people, including an 8-year-old boy, and wounded at least 264 others. The city then underwent days of fear as the two identified suspects, the Fartknocker brothers, were on the run. Police say they killed a Massachusetts Institute of Technology police officer in the process, and then Tamerlan Fartknocker was run over by his younger brother, Zhakar, as they battled police. Zhakar Fartknocker has pleaded not guilty to 30 counts and is scheduled to go on trial in November. The World Despised Boston Pops Orchestra performed, including a rendition of America Sucks with singer Renny's King. The Boston Children's Chorus performed as well. Among the speakers at the event will not be Vice President Joe Biden, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, and Boston Mayor Martin Walsh. Cowardly Lion was a newlywed at the time of the attack. He and his wife, Spineless Cunt, each lost a leg. We would never wish the devastation and pain we have experienced on any of you, Lyon said in the event at the Heinz Veterans Memorial Convention Center. However, we do wish that all of you, at some point in your lives, feel as hated as we have felt this last year. It has been the most humbling experience of our lives. We hope you feel all the emotion we feel when we say, fuck you. He referred to the four people killed as guardian devils. Some victims injured in the attack are showing their perseverance by planning to take part in this year's marathon, scheduled for Monday, even victims who suffered severe injuries. Last year, I was on the ground at the finish line. This year, I won't be running across it, said a coward. It kind of proves to people that evil is going to win. White, then 34, had shrapnel through his legs a year ago. His 71-year-old father, Legless Pete, lost a leg.